This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. 7 after the hour now, it's the Talk Countdown Show, a special edition. Michael Harrison is here, and he's the publisher, he's the editor at Talkers Magazine. You can find Talkers at Talkers.com. Michael and I are here to go through the list of the stories and the people in this week's countdown. And when I say a special edition, because the Talkers Conference, the annual Talkers Conference being held in New York on Long Island at Hofstra University, as we are on the air, the event is going on. So Michael and I decided that we'd prep and do this a little earlier so that we can both participate. He has been very good at encouraging me to be there for the whole thing, because in the I've been to every one of the, I think you and I are the only ones that have been to every one of your Talkers conventions, and I have never, ever, ever been there for the beginning because I was always on the air. So Michael said, let's take care of that. So we'll take care of that.
And every year at the beginning is called Let's Talk About Doug Steffen Behind His Back.
Oh,
so,
my.
So that session had to be canceled this year. Unless you want us to talk about you in front of your back.
Hey, listen, it's up to you. Help yourself. In good conscience, I can say I'm an open book. There it goes.
That's right. I think that comes with the territory of being a radio talk show host. No matter how you hide it, you become an open book. But here are the 10 biggest stories of this past week. And if something huge happens at the end of the week, it will not be reflected in this because it's an earlier version of it due to the fact that we're recording it early. At number 10, we have the NBA and NHL playoffs. At number 9, violent crime and shootings. At number 8, U.S.-China relations. At number 7, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 6, the Hunter Biden investigation. At number 5, AI concerns. At number 4, LGBTQ activism. At number 3, Trump's legal battles. At number 2, the heating up 2024 presidential race. And number 1, the debt ceiling. The people on the survey at number 10, Xi Jinping. Number 9, Vladimir Putin. Number 8, Hunter Biden. Number 7, Sam Altman. Number 6, Clayton Kershaw. At number 5, Merrick Garland and Jack Smith tied. Donald Trump's at 4, Ron DeSantis at 3, Kevin McCarthy at 2, and Joe Biden at 1. And that's sort of a late midweek look at the issue of this past week.
Probably not much would change when you look around at what's going on.
Famous last words.
Yeah, I know, right, exactly. Well, so maybe I'll eat those words next
I was going to say that.
We
walk very softly when we talk about things not changing.
Right. Well, walk softly and carry a big mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
As far as we can. The weather may, it's getting warm fast. Maybe that becomes part of the
No, it's true. You cannot, you do not know what's going to happen tomorrow.
No, of course not.
And just when you think that's the case, I remember I was being interviewed by the New York Times, and this is a number of years ago, and the reporter said to me, "So, well, what do you think the big stories of this coming week are going to be?" And as that was happening, we had in the office back in those days, the monitors on the wall, and I saw CNN was on the wall, and I caught out of the corner of my eye, major bombing in Oklahoma City, the federal building. And I said, I think what we're going to be talking about next week is happening at this moment.
All right, I'm going to throw something at you that may be one of those possibilities, if I may, not take time away from us talking about these top 10. But number 1, the debt ceiling and the vote and what that will do. The markets already have responded pretty well to it. But the mortgage rates announced this week have gone up again, and this has done nothing. I have, in one of my business ventures, tried to get mortgage, not mortgage money, but construction money for a development. and bank after bank after bank, and credit union after credit union after credit union have said, nope, we're not loaning that much money. We don't have that much money to give to an individual. So unless you go to Chase or one of the big four banks, and they'll take a pound and a half of your flesh, you better plan on either figuring out how to finance it yourself or wait until the rates go down. So what does that do overall? If that's the case, how do people in business that require a revolving credit limit, let's say, or people who are trying to start something new, or people who are just trying to keep up, because as you know, in the radio business as an example, the bottom has fallen out of advertising revenue. So how do these small operators keep going when their revenue is as challenged as it is? And you can apply that to businesses all over the country, in fact, all over the world. And many people who are cynical about this, and I'm not sure that the cynicism isn't warranted here, have referred to this as a government-created recession. And it comes out of COVID, to be sure, but it also comes out of arguments like paying off student debt. And that's one of the things, if you look at the debt ceiling and what contributes to our debt, this idea, which apparently a lot of Republicans and even Joe Manchin, who's a Democrat, says, I'm voting with the Republicans. I don't want to see, first of all, it's unfair to single out a single group and pay them off or relieve their debt and not help others. But it's interesting how, as the beauty of talk radio, Michael, when you take one item, you look at all the different directions that you can go in for conversation about it. The branches, if you will.
Well, everything is connected. There's no question. And that's the big picture versus the small picture.
Yeah.
When you look at the big picture, you see that something going on here is going to impact something going on there. As far as your question, what are small business people to do, I interpret that as being a rhetorical question and that you're not asking me to figure out how people are able to.
You're welcome
to navigate. You stay quiet, you stand still, and you watch and wait to see what's going on, mm-hmm. and you don't try to force the issue in terms of any kind of a major business move.
Isn't it interesting, though, when you look at the reports? I just was looking at something this morning about the automobile business and how the predictions are through the roof. Automobile sales are great. People continue to buy cars. And it's really an interesting, whereas you can't buy a house. People are not buying houses. They're slowed down. I know a number of people in the real estate business, generally speaking, because the mortgage rates are where they are, if you have to borrow the money, then you're in trouble. If you have cash, you're going to make a better deal for yourself because they can't find as many people around to buy this stuff as was the case a year ago.
And one of the problems in the housing market is also that there's a dearth of inventory. A lot of people are not sure they want to sell their house.
Yeah, right. Yep.
That's so I have to throw that out.
Shortage.
That's a wrinkle in the thing. In terms of cars, I mean, the automobile business has always operated in a way to get you into a car as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no money, don't worry. We'll get you in.
Right. We'll loan money to anybody's credit. Mm-hmm. You're getting, you pay 20% interest on the loan, but you can still buy a car. So anyway,
and of course, the cost of cars today is not that different than buying a house.
Buying a house, I know it. I think I saw the other day the average cost of a new car is $39,000.
It's amazing.
Average.
Amazing.
Cost of a car. I remember the first car I bought, I paid $1,900 for. You remember the first car you bought?
Yeah, I had several clunkers, but I do remember, dating myself, that one could buy a brand new Volkswagen Bug. Brand new for $1,700.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an early VW Bug.
Yeah,
I mean, quite different than what they make today. But yeah, it was a new car. You know?
Yep, there you go. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here, the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the first week, if you will, May 29th to June 2nd. With a thought now on how your body needs to unlock your immune system. There's Balance 7 to help you do that. Balance 7 is here to bring your immune system back online. 3 1-ounce drinks a day, it's all you need. If you're feeling down and you don't feel, you know, just don't, you don't have it, right? You don't have, your body's telling you, I need more energy. You got heartburn, maybe. You want to feel healthier? Then all you have to do is go to either balance7.com to buy, or you call 800-793-9039. Use the code word Doug and get $15 off your purchase. You get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, which is another product from this company. You get free shipping and you get a money back guarantee. So balance your system. Thus the name Balance 7. That scale runs from 1 to 14. And hello, you figured it out, right? 7 in the middle, that means you're balanced. Alkalinity and acidity. If it isn't balanced in your gut, you're not going to be doing the kind of living that you ought to be doing. Right now, try Balance 7. Get $15 off the order and free shipping. Use the Doug code. Code word Doug. Call 800-793-9039 or go online to balance7.com.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying when they really can't speak. She says her gums have been bleeding. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Yep, Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore is professionally designed to start healing gums from day one. Right. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Smile. Crest has you covered.
The Dell Technologies Summer Sale event is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest Intel Core processors, like Thin and Light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. It's the perfect season to power your passions during Dell's Summer Sale event. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
What's up? It's a Target trend alert. New swim has just arrived and it's sunny weather approved. If you're into bikinis or one pieces, high waists or cutouts, they're the perfect combo of trendy, flattering, and affordable. Mm-hmm, that's right. And there are so many cool styles with gorgeous details. These suits have macrame, crochet, wood beads, pretty shells, and more. Totally a luxe for less vibe. Yes, so dive in and shop this Target trend without the spend.
Back with Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. There are so many things that I want to address here. The presidential race, 2024, number two on the story list this week. One of the most interesting things that I came across, Michael, was the candidacy of Tim Scott, who is a senator from South Carolina. He's being supported by Larry Ellison of Oracle. Larry Ellison contributed last year to the midterm elections $30 million. And he has pledged to raise as much money as it will take to get Tim Scott elected. What does that do for you when I give you that bit of information?
Well, it makes me think it may or may not pay off for him.
But Ellison, yeah.
just because you throw a lot of money at a candidate doesn't always guarantee that the money will have any kind of sway in the issue.
But money
in politics and billionaires in politics, that's a subject we should save for after the break because it's a deep topic.
Yeah, okay, let's do that. Well, it speaks to what we were saying a few minutes ago about how one item, you know, we could start talking about Nikki Haley, to talk about Trump and how much money he's got or putting into it. And how much money can a candidate put into a campaign on his or her own? That's a good question. Let's address those as we continue here in this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now with Michael and Doug on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the first part of June. All right, we were talking about money and how it influences elections with a focus on the 2024 presidential race, which is number two this week on the countdown. Nikki Haley, when you go through a bunch of these other Republicans, there are those who love Trump that say, they don't stand a chance, no matter how much money. Kind of what you have said. You can spend all that money. Does Trump need to spend any money, or is he his own best megaphone? Probably.
He sure does get a lot of free press, that's for sure.
Sure does.
He maintains that control over the media that is just astonishing. And well, that pays off for him.
But under the circumstances, number three this week on the story list is the problems that Trump is having legally. Teflon? Water rolls off?
It seems to be harmless to him in terms of his following, his core that could deliver him the Republican nomination. But when it comes to the general election, you know, the playoffs, the real game, he probably is deteriorating as a result of it.
Yeah. Well, I've always said that the most important election is not the general election, it's the primaries, because you separate, if enough people are voting, only 20-25, some places 30% of those who are eligible to vote actually vote on primary day.
Yeah, and
thus
the
you get
too.
The
that's,
crazy.
Right. That's why it seems to be more extreme.
Yeah.
But the Democrats are wishing and hoping and planning and rooting for Trump to get the nomination.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not every Democrat is, but the general, you know, mentality of the insiders in the Democratic Party, they want Trump to run. They think that Biden could beat Trump easier than necessarily DeSantis or the others. Although I frankly don't see great candidates replacing Trump, and the more candidates that throw their hat in the ring, as the saying goes, the better chance Trump has of winning.
Yeah.
Because they water each other down. There is no, I mean, DeSantis, I don't know, that's kind of a riddle at this point.
Yeah.
But Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, Scott, I don't know. I don't see any of them possibly being able to turn it around in terms of the core Republican support of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But when the Republican nomination and the convention is behind us, that's going to be interesting. Of course, you know, Biden isn't the greatest candidate that one could imagine.
Horror show.
Yeah. But we've seen it before. And I don't know. This is a mystery. This is a reality show that the answer is not yet completely apparent.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think it's the whole business. I was earlier talking about Trump and this recording that's been reported by one of his aides, I guess. He talks about the classified documents that he has in his down at Mar-a-Lago. And you know, this is a red herring as far as I'm concerned. I don't see how any of this makes any difference to the future of the country. Yeah, you want to throw stuff at Trump or Biden or whomever. It's okay, you can do that. But, you know, at the end of the day, what the heck difference does it make? Whether they've got documents or they don't have documents. Who cares?
In my opinion, the only difference it all makes is that as long as we weaponize everything that happens for political purposes, the country will remain divided, and the kind of divisiveness that's being generated by both political parties today is very, very bad for the future of America.
Well, couple that with their lack of interest in what is number five this week, artificial intelligence. I think that's the most dangerous thing that in our lifetime we've ever had to deal with, frankly.
Absolutely. I agree.
As a matter of fact, let's talk about that. We'll get back to our overview of the hot stories of the week from Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen coming down to the bottom of the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Try to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Senate passed a bill to raise the government's borrowing limit late last night, sending it to President Biden's desk. The bill is a deal struck by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden to raise the debt ceiling and cut spending. It passed by a 63-36 vote. 4 Democrats, 31 Republicans, and 1 independent voted no. Presidential candidate Donald Trump on a Fox News town hall gathering last night talks about alleged corruption at the Department of Justice and FBI and the dangers it imposes on our country.
It is a dual system of government. It's a dual system of... you talk about law and order. You can't have law and order in a country where you have such corruption.
Game 1 of the best-of-7 NBA Finals last night went to Denver over Miami, 104-93. Game 2 is Sunday. Lance Pry, USA News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Seven after the hour now, it's the Talk Countdown Show. 34 after the hour now, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Stephan, I was just chuckling to myself, doing Ron Radio. We're getting down to the bottom of the hour. Remember when you used to talk like that when we were all playing music? Yes, it's time for the bottom of the hour.
Or the top of the hour.
Top of the hour, yeah, right, exactly. Silly stuff.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. Do people know what that means?
Bottom of the hour is half past the hour?
No, but I mean, when you say that on the radio, does the average listener know what the bottom of the hour means or the top of the hour means?
Well, that's a good question. I think that's what I just said, 30 past, half past the hour. We all have different ways of telling time. Right. But in this digital age, I'll tell you a quick story.
Yeah.
My son, just for fun, he's married to a younger lady. And he's in his 40s, and she's 29.
She's and, 12.
Yeah, Mr. 12. No, thank you. Anyway, so they decided they didn't want their devices next to their beds in the bedroom. So Sophie said she needed to have an alarm clock to be able to, you know, be up and at them. So Brendan brought home a regular alarm clock, battery powered, had hands on it in the time that way, and setting it. And she said to Brennan, "What is this, and how do I use it?"
Right.
Where
did he get it?
In the drugstore. You can still buy those things in the drugstore. I have one. That's what I use, a battery powered alarm clock. When I need an alarm clock, I use a battery. Do you? What do you use for an alarm clock?
I use a sundial. I find that is very effective.
Really? Good for you. All right. We could get lost in that conversation.
Okay, so artificial intelligence.
Number five this week.
Very dangerous. Really, really dangerous. So dangerous that it actually presents an existential problem for humanity.
Yep.
It could be our undoing.
The end of humanity.
It could be the end of freedom. It could be, well, first of all, we're kiss privacy goodbye. Yep. With or without AI. I mean, all freedom is based upon privacy. You know, we talk about free speech. Free speech is definitely one of the pillars of freedom. I've been saying that since you know me, for as long as you know me.
Right.
But this artificial intelligence coupled with the digital era and surveillance, everything being centralized, all the information on your entire life. What's going to happen from AI? I mean, I can go on for hours about it. I've been studying this very carefully because I realize inherently, I instinctively know this is the turning point.
Mm-hmm.
It's the turning point. You could have a situation 10, 15, 20 years from now where every moment of your life is recorded somewhere on record. Every thought, every book, every conversation, every time you take a you-know-what.
Yep.
Think about the implications of that there's a big data bank in the sky, in the cloud.
Not only that, but with the control of systems. You know, people say, well, imagine if artificial intelligence gets a hold of the nuclear stockpile and whatever artificial intelligence feels threatened by an action of a human, they could fire off a missile. And then, you know, you're on an airplane and the plane's going from Boston to Los Angeles and some artificial intelligence being or whatever bot decides it wants to send that plane to San Francisco and the pilots can't control it because the artificial intelligence has taken over control of the plane. Mm-hmm. There's any number of things. Mm-hmm. And if you don't wake up to this is it is absolutely, I wonder about it for my children, grandchildren, I guess for us as well. I expect to be around in 15 or 20 years, and you as well. So what are we going to be? How's life going to be? Do you realize how important, and then how behind the eight ball those people in Washington who are supposed to deal with things like this and have some leadership wrapped around it? You know, they're all crowing this week about who voted. 71 Republicans, 46 Democrats voted against it. Okay, that's the most important thing to them this week? Not to me. Artificial intelligence is the most important.
The people in Washington don't even know how TikTok and Twitter and Facebook operate, and those are becoming old news, the old days.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is a turning point. This is a turning point in the evolution of humanity, and we will question what humanity is. And I don't see any way to turn this around. I see that we are heading toward a.
Where did this come from? Who developed it, and for what reason? Where did this come from?
Well, this has emerged from our technological class. This is we have a class of
devices.
People that, devices, yeah, but no, we have people. We have geniuses. We have programmers. We have engineers. We have people. You know, we call it big tech. We call it Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. But there's a whole generation and class of people that are very, very facile with this technology, very, very smart about it.
They're not going to be able to control it either. Who the hell do they think they are?
Well, the irony is, you said, you know, we're going to have to protect ourselves from artificial intelligence. One of the reasons we are going to hand over all the power to artificial intelligence is because we're going to turn to it to protect ourselves from us. It's going to come across as a benign way of mitigating all of this divisiveness and unscrupulous behavior on the part
of
politicians.
Turn it over to the robots.
Turn it over to the robots that will seem to have a very fair and balanced understanding of all the issues. And it is not impossible that our government will be purposefully operated by artificial intelligence overlords.
Sounds like a Fox robot, right? Fair and balanced?
Well, they may have used that as an expression, but they don't own the concept.
No. All right. Well, food for thought for sure, boys and girls. This is you're right, a watershed time. And we go back to, I'm looking at number three and the things that affect Trump and some of the people around him. I thought it was interesting this week, Kellyanne Conway's daughter, whose name is Claudia, has become a Playboy bunny. As she said, the reason she did it was to reclaim her womanhood. She's making a statement about her mother's relationship with Donald Trump and how he is basically a pig. And I don't know what that means, really. Working in Playboy as a bunny, you're going to be around a lot of pigs, it seems to me. And so what is her womanhood? And it sounds like she's pretty naive, actually, but I thought it was...
I have to be honest. I haven't followed that story. You're blind. You know, with the convention week, I missed a few things.
Yeah, okay.
My first thought, with all due respect to the memory of Hugh Hefner and his, and I don't know if his daughter still... Remember we had her daughter? His daughter as a keynote speaker at a Talkers conference?
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
That's a long time ago, decades ago.
Yeah, 20
years
ago, I think.
My first reaction, with all due respect to them, is there still a Playboy? Does that still exist?
Yeah, right.
Are there still Playboy bunnies? Are any girly magazines? Softcore girly magazines? I don't know. It just seems like in the age of pornography being the biggest industry, even bigger than the National Football League, it makes me wonder. Remember the joke, I don't look at the pictures, I read the articles?
Of course. Right. Yeah.
You know?
Of course, that was the case with you and me. So I remember.
Oh, of course. The articles.
All right, we're pausing for a moment here to think about Omaha Steaks. As Father's Day approaches, this is a big time for dads to feel the love. And maybe a thing you can do, I mean, it's not all about the only thing to give your father for love, but if you love and are interested in making your dad happy, perhaps one of the things you might think about is to give him Omaha Steaks. OmahaSteaks.com. Head over there. Use the promo code 30DUG. That's the numbers 30, and then DOUG. You'll get $30 off all qualifying orders. The minimum order is required, but there's so much good there. You can choose from all kinds of things. Bacon-wrapped filet, gourmet grillables, the boneless chicken breasts, the burgers, the franks. If your dad likes this sort of thing, and you're getting hungry listening to me talk about it, perhaps you ought to visit Omaha Steaks, omahasteaks.com. Again, use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG when you place your order. omahasteaks.com. Yum, yum, yum. Great for Father's Day. Don't let time slip by. Do it right now while you're thinking about it. omahasteaks.com. Promo code 30DUG.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy gum, healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Back with Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Number 4 this week, a lot of activism when it comes to diversity, equity, inclusion, that sort of focus. Texas is going to become the largest state in the country, Michael, to eliminate the funding of diversity. So they will no longer have any programs for what they call DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion. The report is that lawmakers came to an agreement to advance the bill that basically bans any of these offices, any of these programs, any of the training, and more or less the same thing is going on in Florida. Then, you know, there are other states that are doing things that are equally focused. The governor of Montana, who has a non-binary child, by the way, signed a law this week defining sex as only a male or a female, will have no people in between. That's basically what they're saying. So, again, we think about this in light of the artificial intelligence conversation. Why are we even having these conversations? What's more important? Do you think people will... I'm frustrated, as you can tell by listening to me. Artificial intelligence is so important. This stuff isn't. Is it? I suppose maybe some people.
Well, everything is important. I mean, just because one thing is more important than another, that's a matter of perspective.
Yeah.
And, you know, whose shoes you're in. But that doesn't mean that we should only talk about one thing to the exclusion of all other things, especially in this medium. And, you know, I've often said the funny thing about the human race is we're in each other's faces. We want to be individuals, but we're so darn collective that we're caught between a rock and a hard place. And we do care how other people conduct their humanity. It's like, hey, this is our club. You can't do that. We're obsessed with sticking our nose in other people's business. We're all a bunch of Karens.
Karens, isn't that interesting?
We
Does
are.
Everybody know
hey, don't
Karen?
You
yeah.
know the? Don't you know the rules?
Right, I'm reporting you.
You can't put the garbage can on the ribbon. You've got to have your garbage can 3 feet from the curb. I'm going to report you.
I'm going to give you a quick example of that. And most people know that I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And so the other night I was out about 8 o'clock chopping feed for some of the cows. And this woman drives into the field and starts shaking her hand at me and says, "You can't do that after 7 o'clock.
There you go. That's a Karen."
And I said, "Who said I couldn't do it?" "Well, the law says that construction and noise has to go away." I said, "Not farms. Farms don't apply." She looked at me, scowled at me, and sped off. So, yeah.
You said she spat at you.
No, she didn't do that. She wasn't happy with me, though. But
no,
imagine.
This is what I'm saying. This is what we do.
Yeah.
We human beings stick our noses in each other's face.
Part of
you shouldn't do that.
Condition.
We do this. That's not right. This is not, you know, whether it's religion, whether it's ideology, government, how you dress, how you have your sex. It's not just enough to live your own life. We care about everybody else's business.
That's it. More from Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen as we continue on this week's countdown.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Past the hour now on the Good Day program, Friday, as we look forward to the weekend and new movies that are coming out. All right, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. What is it that you think, what movie is going to attract the most attention this weekend, Chucker? One that's already out or something that's coming out?
Oh, you got this animated movie, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which is a sequel to the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse movie that came out 5 years ago. That film did extremely well. It's really interesting how things are playing along. You get these big popcorn movies, which has really become the only thing that movies in theaters have become. It's that one big film after the other. The more adult-oriented, character-driven movie is somewhat gone by the wayside. So is the comedy and the buddy cop movie, so on and so forth. Guardians of the Galaxy 3 has done very well. It's done $300 million domestically. You got a lot of films that have done well over the last year. In the next few weeks, you got another Transformers movie, which is a big budget film. Middle of the month, which will be June 15th and 16th, that weekend, you got Warner Brothers' highly anticipated movie, The Flash, which is tested through the roof at CinemaCon in April. Very few movies come riding on the heels of such good buzz. That's one of the films that has it. And then you got Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, which will be released at the end of the month. And also you got Mission Impossible 7, which is another huge release. So you got huge release after huge release after huge release. You know, I was telling you yesterday on the program how I walked through my local mall and went into my multiplex just to get a feel of the movie-going environment.
Right.
And I stated it does feel very different. It just does feel different than it did 10 years ago when you look forward to a movie, when the crowd was buzzing, where people, families got in their cars, couldn't wait to see some of these big releases. Now I think people go to the movies sort of as, let's say it's something to do, you know, this movie looks interesting, but it's not the pure love that film has.
Let me counter that a little bit. I would use the example of Downton Abbey, which was a show that captured my imagination, certainly. I watched every single episode. I thought it was a fabulous production. And then there was an announcement made there'd be a movie. And when the movie came out, everybody that loved the TV show went to the movies to see it. And then when the next one came out, everybody went to the movies to see it. So it captured the interest of people by being on TV, and then it went to the movies. Maybe that's, I was thinking about Succession. And I just got onto that this past year, and I wished I'd have watched it earlier on, because I found the characters fascinating and the stories very well written and well done.
It's a terrific streaming show, and there's many terrific, well-written, well-acted.
Well, could that be a movie, though?
Could that be a movie? But here's the thing. There was a thing for a long time in this country called art house theaters or independent theaters, where more sophisticated, character-driven, even lower budget product did very well.
Mm-hmm.
Post-COVID, a lot of these theaters have gone by the wayside. I run one of them in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, and I could tell you, Doug, that the audience, which skewed, I would say, 45 years of age plus, has not come back to the movies. So we have altered our booking model to book more mainstream product and looking more to market toward families. And to me, that's a real bummer of one of the after effects of that pandemic. So
yeah, well, I think you're going to see there are a lot of people, especially with the writer's strike being as it is, that you'll see a lot of older movies come back around again until they come up with new, and hopefully artificial intelligence, man, if we don't get a hold of that and kill it like getting a weed whacker out and getting the weeds, that's what needs to be done, I think, with artificial intelligence. Good God.
Yeah, and then hopefully this writer's strike ends sooner than later, but I read a lot of buzz. You could get other strikes happening, actors.
The actor's going to go on strike.
Everybody's going to secure their piece of their own universe going
forward. Well, with good reason. They're concerned about artificial intelligence.
I agree.
And there needs to be a big rebuff of it. It needs to not be reworked. It needs to be killed.
I would argue that no industry has changed as quickly as the entertainment industry has the last 3 years.
The radio.
It's been unbelievable.
Yeah, right. Okay, Chucker, talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
You,
Chuck Curry here with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, Movie Moments, at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.